From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a young soldier's journey back to Iraq.
But first, waterboarding is torture. The U.S. will not use it when interrogating terrorism suspects. That today from Attorney General Eric Holder. New Yorker contributor Jane Mayer has written a book on harsh interrogation techniques in the Bush administration. It's called The Dark Side. And she's here again. Welcome back to Day to Day, Jane.
Great to be with you.
Well, now, Eric Holder said waterboarding was torture during his confirmation hearings in January. What do you make of today's announcement?
I think he's just reiterating the position that he took before and making clear that this administration is not going to be waterboarding anybody in its custody. He's defined waterboarding as torture, and torture is a major crime. So anybody who went in that direction would be committing a major crime.
Right. Well, so what does this mean for the testimony or the confession by one of the biggest terrorism suspects now at Guantanamo, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? He was waterboarded, and he gave up information, apparently, on lots of other suspects. What will today's announcement mean for those cases?
Several things. One is the question is whether it would make it hard to prosecute Khalid Sheikh Mohammed himself. He's the mastermind, self-confessed, of the 9/11 attacks. My sense is there's enough other evidence on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, including a confession that he gave voluntarily when he was interviewed by Al Jazeera. He was boasting about his role in the 9/11 attacks. He simply stepped up to the cameras and said, "I did it all." So I don't think it will undermine the ability of the government to prosecute Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. There's plenty of other material. And in fact, he wants to be prosecuted. Where it gets sticky, though, is that he has been the source of information implicating a number of other terror suspects. One of them is the Al-Mari case, in which Al-Mari is accused of being a sleeper cell for Al-Qaeda. And the fact that information on him came from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed during waterboarding sessions will certainly complicate that case.
And in fact, the government indicted him last week in federal court. There's some other news out today, which is interesting. The government admitted that it destroyed nearly 100 tapes, videotapes, interrogation techniques. This is information the ACLU had wanted. What do you make of that?
I think it's completely fascinating. 92 tapes, they said exactly, were the number of videotapes that the CIA destroyed. What happened was the ACLU has been asking for a long time to try to get the information about these videotapes. And finally, the CIA was in a position where it had to explain at least how many tapes we're talking about that they destroyed. They still won't say what was on the tapes, but they say they've now admitted that there were 92 tapes destroyed. This is a potentially serious problem for the CIA that they did this. The 9/11 Commission asked for such evidence, and there may have been a court. Also, in one of the cases, one of the judges asked for any evidence that might have included videotapes. So the CIA may have destroyed evidence that had been asked for, you know, in ways that would put them into the position of having obstructed justice, which, of course, is criminal.
Jane Mayer is a writer for The New Yorker, and she wrote the book The Dark Side, the inside story of how the war on terror turned into a war on American ideals. Jane, thank you.
Great to be with you. Thanks.